Thank you. Thanks very much. Rich? I think I have. Can I wait for that? I think I got up here too soon. I think I'm supposed to wait till they're all ready. I said 2 minutes. I don't know whether I've got enough ad lib material to go for 2 minutes until. So we go down to the important message. Well, I can say that I can spend some time thanking all of you for being here and for doing what you're doing. I think it's of great importance, and I have been telling some audiences here and there around the country of the response that we're getting and the mail that we're getting and the spirit of people out there and their desire to participate in something of the kind that you are bringing together here. And I see the one camera's on. Well, we shall proceed. So, again, good afternoon to all of you. Welcome to the White House. I think most of you know the story about President Kennedy, who was welcoming a delegation of Nobel Prize winners to the White House in this very room. And he called it the most impressive collection of talents assembled here since Thomas Jefferson dined alone. Well, looking over this distinguished group today, I'm not sure Thomas Jefferson could match this team. I know I can't. We're glad that you're here and thankful that leaders of your caliber strongly support our administration's commitment to strengthen private sector initiatives. What we're asking you to do is to help rediscover America, not the America bound by the Potomac River, but the America beyond the Potomac River, the America whose initiative, ingenuity, and industry made our country the envy of the world. America, whose rich tradition of generosity began with simple acts of neighbor, caring for neighbor. We're asking you to build on this heritage, to encourage greater contributions of voluntary effort and personal involvement, to form a partnership between the private and public sector for the good of America. We want you to seek out models for private sector initiatives, schools, churches, civic groups, businesses, unions, the foundations, and give them the recognition that they deserve. Help us identify the obstacles government has placed in the way of private initiative and make recommendations to me for the removal of those obstacles and the introduction of needed incentives. Finally, we think a wonderful legacy of this task force could be the creation of thousands of local task forces just like yours, one for every town in America, to carry on the work that you will begin today. And I've learned enough just sitting here at lunch to know that some of you on your own have already been doing just exactly that same thing, even with regard to the Federated Women internationally. You can help revive the sense of community which has been the hallmark of America, but which recently has been weakened by the growth of big government. Americans should never have to consider themselves wards of the state. They're members of their communities, and the answers to their problems can be found on the streets where they live. Your job, as I see it, is not to try to solve these problems or to spend a lot of time writing one of those thick reports, although I know that there is going to be a report. So I won't say that I don't want any report at all. No, I'm very curious. I'd like to know. But also, I'm going to be settling for results, and that's why each one of you was enlisted. Leaders from every walk of life who have to solve these problems every day. Government can provide opportunity. It can pave the way, but ultimately it is individuals like yourselves who brave new horizons, expand freedom, and create better lives for us all. Your success will be measured by how much and how well you marshal the private resources of America in the service of community development. I'm told that Americans perform some $100 billion worth of labor every year for volunteer organizations across the country. And that's in addition to the $47 billion they contribute in cash to charitable and religious organizations. The country is bursting with ideas and creativity, but a government run by central decree has no way to respond. People want to play a part in building a better America, and you can show the way. You are their colleagues, their friends, and you can talk with them and work with them just as I want to talk and work with you. I will also be speaking out on this subject, working with the cabinet to refocus the resources of government so they encourage private initiatives instead of discouraging them. When I spoke to the National Alliance of Businessmen, I mentioned several outstanding models of corporate responsibility and community spirit. But for everyone I mentioned, I know there are 100 more just as good. Find them. Spread the word. Help 230 million Americans get organized. Help us create new leadership at the state and local level. A new alliance for progress here at home. Help us put America's future back in the people's hands. I know your chairman, Bill Verity, has excellent ideas on how these things can be done. And each of you brings expertise and experience to our enterprise as well. We look to you. We appreciate you. And most of all, we're counting on you. We're confident that this task can be done and that your task force is the group to do it. So again, my heartfelt thanks. And maybe you can cure the misconception that has existed since a few years ago when an immigrant to this country, become a very successful farmer, died, and left his estate. It was not in seven figures at all. It left his estate to the government, the United States government, for what this country had done for him. And when the state took its share of the estate in estate taxes, the federal government sued that it was tax-free and that they shouldn't be allowed. And what you can cure is the fact that the federal government won that case on the basis that it was a charitable organization. Thank you.
Mr. President, that's a new description of the federal government. We appreciate that. When the president asked me to take on this job, he said, I want to assure you that you will have the most outstanding task force that we've ever tried to put together. And I'd like to thank you, Mr. President, and thank Mike Deaver and Jim Rosebush for having done just that, because I learned this morning that we have assembled a group of highly committed, highly interested, highly experienced people who really want to help you do this job. You have said that there are all kinds of models of effort by the private sector out there in the United States. And what you'd like this task force to do is to find those models and to surface them and then to put the spotlight on them and then help replicate them. We agreed this morning, Mr. President, that is one of our primary missions. You have said that you think there are a lot of impediments that have been built into the system, barriers that keep the private sector from moving into things that maybe they feel they could do better than somebody else. Well, this morning, the task force has agreed that this is one of our major missions, to do something about trying to eliminate these barriers. You also have said in many speeches, and particularly in the speech that you gave to the National Alliance of Business, that what you would like to see are more decisions not made in Washington, but decisions made more at the local level where the need is and perhaps where the resources are to cure that problem. Well, our task force this morning agreed that this is one of our primary missions, and you just said it in your speech. You would hope that the result of this work by this task force might be the establishment of a private-public partnership or a community partnership between the private sector and the local government to first determine what are the problems in that community and then marshal the resources to do something about it. And our task force, Mr. President, thinks that's a very, very important thing to do. And fourthly, we all know that there is a desire on the part of the people in this country to make a contribution. They want to feel useful. This might be in increased giving. It might be in giving of their talents, of their time. And one of the principal things that we want to do in this task force is to encourage that and to find models of where this is being done successfully around the country. This afternoon, Mr. President, this task force will try to organize itself. And you did give me one very difficult job when you gave me 44 such talented people. Trying to organize 44 talented people is tough. But we're going to organize ourselves into 10 committees, all of whom are going to be active. Every single person on this task force has an important job to do. We are not today trying to say what it is we can achieve. We're only one day old, so that we're not going to promise anything, except we are anxious to work hand in hand with you as you lead our country into a new era of more and more private-public partnerships in solving the problems of our communities throughout the land, rather than looking to the federal government. We want to establish sensible and realistic partnerships that really are focused at where the problems are and try to help you marshal the resources necessary to solve those problems. So, Mr. President, we thank you for giving us this opportunity. We thank you for your leadership in pointing a new way for America. And we assure you that we're going to work very, very hard to make your efforts successful.